Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to what will be our last TEDx 10 for 2018. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we take in three deep breaths, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space. If you wish, put your hands there and feel the beating of your heart that happens without you even being conscious of it. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious that for the next 9 or so minutes, that we're communing with the source of our being, the source of all that is. Inhale. As always, I like to share with you something from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Mel. And this morning, I'm sharing with you Psalm 142. I call to you from the depths of my being. With loud voice, I cry out to you. I pour forth my fears before you. I confess the doubts that I feel within. When I'm weary and my heart faint, you are my rock. In the paths where I walk, is it not you who knocks at the gate of my heart? And are you not the voice of mercy comforting me in times of trouble? Yes, your presence washes over me like the ocean lapping the shore. I call to you, O my beloved, for you are my refuge and in my understanding. Come to me in the silence. Drop pearls of wisdom into my heart. Forgive me for every unkind word and thought. Release me from the prison of fear, that I might rejoice and offer thanksgiving. Transform my weaknesses into new life, that I may be a gift of your love to all I meet. Amen. Divine Beloved, ground of our being, source of all that is, thou in whom we live, move, and have our being, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, grateful for all that we have experienced over this Christmas season, the joy, the laughter, the fun. I'm grateful that we are able to hold that we are birthing the Christ life within each in every one of us. Not just Christmas Day, but through all the days. As we birth the Christ consciousness continuously, we are truly expressing and experiencing our divine nature. Let us know this truth not only for ourselves, but for others, especially when they are expressing anything that seems contrary to it. Let us remember that we are here to be the expressions of your life, your love, your peace, your joy, your compassion. And as we prepare to let this old year go and embrace a new year, let us let go of anything and everything that has held us back or that is not of you. Let us be prepared to let go of old ways of thinking, old ways of being, old ways of shortening ourselves of our true worth and desire. Divine Beloved, ground of our being, source of all that is, there is so much happening in this world at this time. You know the needs and wants of every individual on this planet, for everything and everyone is an expression of your life force, is an expression of your spirit, is an expression of your energy. So where there are wars, where there are effects of the natural disasters, where there are famine, where man is treating his fellow man inhumanely, where there are things that are happening that are so unspeakable that we cannot bear to think of it. In all these situations, we know you are there. May the hearts and minds of every individual be open to this remembrance that we are all of the one kind, humankind, that we are here to support and love one another as we evolve into the highest expression that your spirit requires. Divine Beloved, let us put aside all our selfish wants and cravings to seek you with all our hearts and souls, that we truly might be a beacon of light in this world at this time. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For as our teacher said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in. And now silently to yourself, repeat our prayer of intention. I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within, without, eternal and unceasing. Take a deep breath in. And as you allow the prayer to settle into your being, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for our new year expression. No, not quite new year, but our almost new year expression of the Sunday Soul Connection. Love and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.